Lekarb Leitam, that Rav Yehuda would not have ripped up the shtar, like say this deal is no good, unless he has a good reason. He must probably have to listen to him. Yechaze Beitayim of Akarya, like he saw a good reason why this deal is no good, and therefore ripped it up. Now, Ikadiyamri, some sinner, that wasn't the case. But Omale, Rav Nachman said back to Resh Galusa, that Dardiko Karya, that you should not know, it was like a young child that ripped it up. In other words, even though Rav Yehuda did it, he meant to say he was wrong. He's like a young child against me. The Kula Yal Malagabu Didi, the whole world against me, Bedino, when it's a question about Din, about Chesh Mishpat, Dardikininu, they're all called like little kids. Now, Rav Nachman was a big Dayan, he was a big man. So, Melu, if somebody went against him, he held he was wrong. But our co-fun of the Meister was, Hod the Rama Rav Nachman. Then Rav Nachman himself retracted. And Rav Nachman himself said, that Afilo Bishas Matin Moyes, Lekonabalai Klum. No, even at the time when the Malva gives over the money to the Leiva, and the Leiva gives him a soda for a mashkin, even if right then they speak out to say that if you do not pay me up within 3 years, I should have the right to keep this field, Leyama Klum, it means nothing. Even that means nothing. Well, don't see why, because it's called an asmachta, you do not really mean it, and it's not chal. On this, the Gemara says, Eitzer Rabbi Rav Nachman. So if the Rabbi was chayza, so Rabbi asked Rav Nachman. It says in our Mishnah that, Imi ata noisen li mikan viat shalishonim, harei shali, harei shalai. Our Mishnah says it is a good deal. Our Mishnah says that when you lend the money, if you speak out with the life and say, listen, if you do not pay me up within 3 years, I'm going to have a right to keep your field, I have a right to keep it. So the Kor of the Mishnah says, not like Rav Nachman. So how could Rav Nachman argue on the Mishnah? Tomorrow it says, Omalei, Rav Nachman answered back and said, true. Ani yoimra smachta kanya. Like at the beginning, I thought to say, esmachta kanya. And that's Shana Mishnah. And esmachta means, if I just say, if something happens, I'll do this and this. You didn't really make any kinyonim on it. You didn't speak out 100%. It just said, if I do not pay up within 3 years, then you have a right to keep the field. That's called an esmachta. It's called like you just said it, but you don't really mean it 100%. That's not called a good kinyan. But at first, Rav Nachman meant to sort to say this kind of. That's why first Rav Nachman said the kinyan is chal. Or min yomi, omar asmach lakanya. Rav Nachman said over that min yomi, another chacham, told Rav Nachman not like that. His sheet was, and asmach lakanya. And when Rav Nachman retracted, he holds like min yomi. Therefore, he holds asmach lakanya. Now the Gemara says, ulim yuni. Lim Yume, Kasha Masli, says the Kasha and our Mishnah. If you hold us, Machtas Lakanya, our Mishnah says, though, the deal is a good deal. So, Marin says, true, he boys him one third says, Masli, and Reb Yasihi, the Yamras Machtakanya. Like, Minyumi also agrees, there is a Shita, there is a Tana Reb Yasihi, that holds us, Machtas Kanya. So, Nechnami, our Mishnah goes according to Reb Yasihi, that holds us, Machtas Kanya. He boys him, another pair of the Kanya, like this. He boys him, I'll tell you, our Mishnah is like this. When the Malva gave over the money to the Loiva, he said clearly, I'm giving you the money now, but on the condition that if you do not pay me up within 3 years, I have a right to keep the field from right now. When you say a Lashon of Kni Me'achshav, then we see they really meant business. Both the Malva and the Loiva both meant business. That's not called an Esmachta. Therefore, the Kinyan is really Chal. And Esmachta, Musumti Rashi says, only when you say D'i. If something happens later, then it will become yours later. Like, if you would have just said, if you do not pay me up within 3 years, then at the end of 3 years, then it should be mine, that's called an asmachta. That's called you just saying words, you don't really mean it, that's not a kinyan. But if you say me'achshav, that you want the kinyan to be chal from right now you mean what you're saying, then the kinyan is chal. So our Mishnah can even go like Rav Nachman, like Minyumi, that asmachta is lekanya, but the Mishnah is talking about what you said clearly, me'achshav. Nothing more says, Oh, Malay, Ma Yanuka, Oh, Ma Kishisha, Vinay, Rav Chizda, the youngest son and the oldest son of Rav Chizda said, the Ravashi, to Ravashi, that Hochi Yamri Nadoi Mishmet Rav Nachman, did what to say over in Nadoi in the name of Rav Nachman, that Hai Asmachta, this case of an Asmachta again, like I give you money on a condition that the field will become mine if you don't pay up within 3 years. So he said like this, Bizmane Kanya, at the right time, the Rashi says the Avmina means that when it comes to 3 years and you don't pay me up, then the field is mine. But Belezimane, before the 3 years are up, then like Kanya, then you have no right to keep the field. So Amalei said back to him, Kol midi bizmane kone, b'lois mane lekone. Like, what kind of chiddush is that? Everything is that way. Any time when you make up a time, so when the time comes, that's when the kinyan takes place. Before the time is up, pshita you're not kone. Like, what are you telling me? Pshita. If you made up a tonight that at the end of 3 years it's yours, so pshita before the 3 years is not yours. So what are you telling me? Tumor says, Hochi kamriso. This is what he meant to say. Ashkechei begoy zimnei. Let's say you met the loiva in the middle of the 3 years. Again, you lent, the malva lent the loiva $1,000. And the loiva gave him back a field, hold on to a mashkin, and they made up that if you did not pay up within 3 years, then the malva has the right to keep the field. Now, Ashkechei begoy zimnei. The malva met the loiva in the middle of the 3 years. The omalei, and the loiva told the malva right now, kini kini, I want you to be crying with, you can keep the field right now. Yomalei kini, kini, and ekonami, then lamais the kinyan is chal. But, no, if the loiva told you clearly that, like, I'm giving up, I don't plan to pay you back anymore, you have a right to keep the field, that's a good kinyan, you can keep the field from now on. What about if you meet the loiva, vosa zimne, like at the end of 3 years, when he's supposed to pay you back, that's when you meet him. The Yomalei, the loiva tells to you, kini, that you could keep the field. The kalacha then is, lekani, no. You don't have a right to keep the field. He must be like, what kind of reason is that? My time, or why not? And the chur, if he tells you after 3 years that you can keep the field, he's like telling you, I don't plan to pay you back anymore. Keep the field for the payment. So why do you say you can't keep the field? Tumor says the reason is because machmas kisufu de kamalei. He's only embarrassed. Because really he has asked to pay you back. Just he still doesn't have the money. It's 3 years now. He still doesn't have the money to pay you back. So he's embarrassed about it. So since he's embarrassed, that's why he's telling you, okay, you can keep the field. But really, deep down, he doesn't mean it. Therefore, there's no kinyan, that's like a smachta, he does not mean it. And the Gemara says, V'lohi, it's not true. I'll tell you, the afilu v'goy zimnei, even if the malva meets the loiva in the middle of the 3 years, nami loikoni, also the malva has no right to keep the field. I, the loiva, said, I'm giving up, you can keep the field. Vai de ka'oma le kini, kosovar, he holds, that kimote zimni lelech letardon, that the loiva really has to ask to pay you back the money. Just he doesn't know if he's going to have the money on time even after the 3 years, he may not have the money on hand. So he's afraid that at the end of 3 years, the malva is going to start coming every day, give me my money. He's going to keep on bothering you. Therefore, the loiva doesn't want to be bothered, so the loiva just plays around him and says, listen, you know what, keep the field. But not that the loiva really, really meant it. The loiva only meant to push off the malva. Now, if you keep the field until I get the money, it may take me another 2 years to get it yet. That's all the loiva meant. Therefore, it's not called real dark tinyan. Therefore, the malva has the right to keep the field. Omer HaPapa Papa said, Hayes mas the case of an esmachto, zimnin kanya, zimnin lakanya. Sometimes there is a kinyan, sometimes there's no kinyan. What does that mean? Again, now a case where you lent money to somebody, and he gave you his field. And we made up that if you don't pay me up within 3 years, I'm going to keep the field. So the child, does he really mean it or not? So he said, sometimes yes, sometimes no. Ask yourself, the koshoshi shichra, let's say at the end of 3 years, when the loiva is supposed to pay you, you go to the loiva, and you find him drinking beer. So, Connie, then we say for sure, like the loiva gave up hope of ever paying you back, and he has asked 100% that you should keep the field. Therefore, you have a right to keep the field. But what's going to be if you go and meet the loiva after 3 years? To come a half the chazuzi, you see a mamash going around trying to borrow or get money from people. Then, like Carney, then we see clearly he doesn't have asked to give it to you, but rather he has asked to pay you up. Just he needs another day or two till he gets the money together. That's why sometimes yes, sometimes no. Oh, malay ravacha midiftorino. Dilma lefchuchei pachte koshosi. No, even if you meet the loiva at the end of 3 years drinking beer, getting shikha, not the pshat like he's happy now, he gives up without paying you back, but maybe adarabba, he's worried. But since he has so much worries on his head, that's why he's drinking some beer now. Like Rashi says, like, the yayin is samach levenish. Like, wine makes the person happy. But since the guy has so much problems now, he has mamash $1,000 to get to pay back, he doesn't have it, he's drinking beer. But not because he gave up hope of paying back, just he wants to make himself happy now a little bit. So therefore, it's still called an asmachto, and it would be like Kanya. Fighting Nami, or else maybe, in the Shachrino, Maybe the Levi, you know why he's drinking beer now, getting shikah, because he knows his uncle is going to give him $1,000 tomorrow. Like he has somebody that's going to give him the money. Therefore, he's not worried he's drinking today. But you have no proof to say that he gave up hope of paying you back. Therefore, so called an asmachta. El arad omar ravina. Let's like this. He kopit bitmei vadaikoni. If you see that he's kopit admei, Rashi says that means, if when he sells his chaitim, his objects, he doesn't sell it cheap. He only sells them at a regular price. Then we see he's not really like nervous about getting money. He's not really trying hard to get the money. Then we say vadaikoni. Then he gave up hope of paying you back. You have a right to keep the field. Because if he really wanted to pay up you the money, he would be trying to sell his stuff for any price, even cheaper. Since we don't see him selling his things cheaper, we say he doesn't have dasa getting the money. Omale Ravacha midif Ravina, no. Dilma may be stubborn, maybe holds, ki heche deloi, tisis liarya. The reason why he doesn't make his utensils cheaper, because if people will see that he's selling his things very cheap, who has in his land would also go down in price. If people see this guy is selling everything cheap, and he doesn't want his land to go down. The Rashi says, Shim Yiroi Say Maksaraka Moyas to Mechan Chosibapokas, Muzo Karkoisov, his property would also go down in price. And that he doesn't want. So maybe he really wants to get money, just he doesn't want to sell his things cheaper in order that the price of the field should not go down. Therefore, the Maskoner is, El Omra Papa says like this, E Kopit Barya Vadaikoni. If you see when he sells even his field, he doesn't go down in price at all, then for sure he doesn't have das to pay you up anymore, then you kona. That's the last choice. Then we see he doesn't care to really collect money right now. Then we see he's giving up to pay you, then you have a right to keep the field. So Yomra Papa says, Afa gav di Yomra Rabbonin, as master lekanyo, even though the Rabbonin say shno, and as master lekanyo, like whenever the person says, if I don't pay you in 3 years, then you can keep it, that's called as master lekanyo. He doesn't really mean it. But you should know, but it is considered an apoiteki that you could collect the money from it. So no, the difference is like this. I lent you $100, and you gave me karka worth $1,000. So the tnai was, if you don't pay me up within 3 years, I have a right to keep this $1,000 worth of karka. So that we say is nothing doing. That's called an asmachta, that cannot kona. You have no right to keep the whole karka. But our koponim is called an apoiteki that you have a right to keep $100 worth of the karka. In other words, kineged the chayv, how much money you lent him, that much money you have a right to keep from this karka. That's called an apoiteki. Like from here, you have a right to collect your chayv. On this thing, where it says no. Oh, malay rafuna bread, we have nosma rafapa. Mi ka malay kini lugavaino. Did the loiva say to the malva, listen, you could keep my field for payment? So he said like that you can keep $100, like I lent $100. Did he say that you can keep the field for the Gavino? No, he didn't say that. He only said that if I don't pay up within 3 years, you can keep the whole field. And that's called an asmachta, that he did not mean. So since he didn't mean that, he doesn't even mean you can keep it for the Gavino. So it should not be an apoiteki either. Omalei mazutra bregler mor ravino, v'oma knila migva mine. Even if the labor would have said, listen, you can keep this field to collect the money as much as the loan was. Kini, do you want to say it's koina? Why? Soif, even so, esmachti. The esmacht lekanya. This is still called an esmachta. So Rashi says, to hold the e esmachtu. Anytime you say, if something happens, that's called an esmachta. That's no good. So the Tvos says no. The Tvos says that the pshat is that people don't like to give away their own property. Like most probably this is property you inherited from your father. It's called, you know, Kakasha Yerusha. People don't like to give it away. Even though that you lent me the money. And Lechura, there's no exaggeration here. To say that you can keep $100 worth of this Kaka, how much I lent, you should say that he really means. Still the Ritvos says no. But since Kaka is like Yerusha, means a lot to you, that you don't really mean to give away. So even though you said it, still it's called an Asmachto, you have no right to collect it. So that's the Kash, even in a Poitiki it should not be. So Gemara says, the Gemara says, "Elo apoytiki the Gemara papa mahi." What's the case that the papa says that the karka remains an apoytiki that you have a right to collect at least the value of the loan? The omalei when the loiva says to the malva, "Lo yehelecha proyin ela mezu," that you should know I'm borrowing from you now $100, and you should know the whole payment should only be from this karka. So since I speak out so clearly and say that the payment should be made from this karka, that's called an apoyteki. That's not called an asmachta. That's good. Here you could collect the money. Yeah. So Rashi says, he meant to say, after tzeich shalashonim, even within the 3 years, that I only pay you back from this karka. This is the case. He said like this, that even during the 3 years, where are you going to collect the karka? Where are you going to collect the money? Like when I pay you back, how am I going to pay you back? From this karka. I'm going to let you keep $100 worth of this karka. And then the deal was that if I don't give it to you within 3 years, then I'll give a knas to myself, you can keep the whole field. So in such a case, to keep the whole field, you have no right. But I call upon him to collect $100 worth of this karka, that's not called an asmachta. That's called an apoyteki, this much you have a right to collect. Now the Gemara says, who garba, there was a man, dizovin le'ari le'chavri b'achrayis. He sold his field to his friend with an achrayis with a guarantee. Omalei, so the lakeach said, itofre le'mi noi, if they take it away from me, magves le'mi idi idis. Dislechor. I want you to pay me back from the best of the best property you have. That's what Lekech, the buyer, tells the seller. But listen, you give me a guarantee, but I want like the best of the best. If the field is taken away from me, from your Baal Chayiv, I want you to give me the best of the best. Omalei, the Moichah said back, no, me'idi yidiyas le'lag vino l'cha. I can't give you from the best of the best. That I want to keep for myself. The dinam l'mekem kamoi, that much I want to keep for myself. Elamag vino l'cha, me'idiyas acherim diyasli. I'll pay you back from the other idiot. Other good property. Just not the best of the best. The best of the best I'm keeping for myself. I'll only pay you back from the best, from good. Samura said what happened was, L'saif at the end, Torfu minei, that the Baal Chayiv of the Moichah took away the property from the Lekeach. So, and also what happened was, Botka shokal idiot, a river overflowed and ruined the Moichah's best of his best field. And what he had now, his next to the best, now becomes his best to the best. So the question is, the Lekech now wants to take away the best field that he has. So Sovra Papa meant to say, Me'idis Amalei, Vokaima. Listen, the Moich said, I'll give you back the best field I have. Not the best of the best, but a good field. Now it happens to be that that good field is still by you, so you have to give it to him. Amalei Ravachim Medis to Ravina, no. Vilei Malei. The Moichah has the right to say that Tiam Lilucho Ano Magvina Lucho. When did I say I'll give you back from that field? To have the idiot Kaima. Only because I had a better field. Only since I have a better field, I meant to say the best of the best I'm keeping for myself. And then I'll give you the second best I'll give you. But Hashto Kaima Le Idiot the Mokim Idiot. But now that the river took away my best of the best. So now the best, the second one that I have, is now my best of the best. That I never meant to give you. So therefore now the Moichah does not have to give him that field either. He gives him the third cliff, not the second. Here. Rav Bashvo have a masik bay Rav Kana Zuzi. Rav Bashvo once lent money to Rav Kana, and now Rav Kana owed him money. Omalei. So he said to him that Eloi Parana Lecho Liyoin Tloini. Rav Kana said to Rav Bashvo, if I do not pay you back within a certain amount of time, Govei my high chamra, I let you collect the money back from this wine. That's what I said. From this wine, you can collect the money. So Sovra Papa thought to say, Ki arminin asmachta lekanya. When do we say asmachta is not kanya, asmachta is no good? Hani mili barya. That's only by property. If any reason I say, if you don't pay me up, I'll let you keep my karka, that he doesn't mean. Why? The lav lezvuni kaima, like we thought, the lav lezvuni svara come out. That people don't like to sell the fields. Property you have means a lot to you, it's value, it's your father's field. You don't want to sell it. So therefore, any deal about giving away your karka, there we say, Smachta Lakanya. Abu Chamra. But here the case was that Rav Kana said, if I don't pay you up within 30 days, then I'll let you keep my barrels of wine. So wine, kiva d'lizvuni koi, since people sell wine, it's not for that, you have to keep it for yourself. People sell the wine. It's so kuzuzi dumb. It's like paying you up. And here it's not a problem of an asmachta. Here he meant what he said. Even though it's to eat, it's only like, if I do not pay you up the $100 within 30 days, then I'll let you keep my barrels of wine that's worth $200. So here is what to say. This asmachta is kanya. On this note, Omalei Rav Huna Bered Rav Yishud Rav Papa. that Hoche Yamri Mishmei the Rabba. This is what they said over the name of Rabba. That Kol De'i Lekon. Since the Klal, any time you say, if something happens, you do not really mean to do it. Like, you're really thinking that I will pay you up within 30 days. I'm only telling you that if I don't pay you up within 30 days, then you can keep my barrels of wine. But we say you don't really mean it. Because the person thinks that I will pay you up. D, if something happens, you don't really mean it. That's called an asmachta, that's lekanya. There's no real gemuras out there. The Omer Rav Nachman, hashta the Omer Rav Bonin. Now that the Rav Bonin say, asmachta lekanya, yishino, hoda arya, fahadre peri. Again, the first case, where I lent you money, and right away the loiver gave his field to the malva, and he said, like, if I don't pay you off within 3 years, you have a right to keep the field. So he said, nothing doing. You don't have a right to keep the field. Now, at the end of the time, whenever you get your money, you have to return the karka, and also the peris. Vadri peri. If the meicher, if the malva ate the peris, he has to return it back to the loiver. So, Lameimer, what do you want to tell me? The sabra of Nachman, mechila b'toyas le'avi mechila. Even though really Kol Zaman Zamav was having the field, really the loiva should be Michael. The loiva knows, like, you'll have the field now. You're holding your paterus like a mashkin. So the loiva is like Michael, you feed the paterus. Still nothing. Since the mice at the end, you pay him up, and now you have a right to get back your field, so you're not Michael the paterus. You want the paterus back. Even though B'shas he ate it, maybe you will. That's called the Mechila B'toyis. It doesn't mean anything. You have a right to collect back the paterus. For the Gemara Ayv Hitma, we learned that Hamoyche Peris Dekalech Averoi. If somebody sells a palm tree to his friend, the dates, not the tree, you only sell the dates. So, and the dates are not here yet. Some Rav Huna Funa says, Achle Boli Yerlam Yochalachtaboy. If you want to retract before the dates grow, you have a right to retract. But Mishaboli Yerlam, once the dates grew, then in Yochalachtaboy, then you can't retract anymore. Then you can in Chal. Even though, like, at the time it was loy bol yelom, but since it's avid v'yosi, it's oimed to grow by itself, we say when the dates grow, then the king is chal. All right, turn over. Rav Nachman says, Av misha bol yelom, yochol achseb. I know, even after the dates grow, still you have a right to retract, but that's called loy bol yelom, the king is not chal. Now, v'yom Rav Nachman, my dino, that I admit, the shamat v'yochol loy maskin minay. Like at the beginning, what happened was I gave you $10 for the dates on your palm tree, even though they didn't grow yet. Later on, they grew. Now I went and I ate them up. Now later, you want to retract. So Nachman says you have a right to retract. But I call upon him the payrus that he ate in between loy maskin minay. We don't take it away from you. So here we see mechila b'toyis is called a good mechila. You have a right to keep the payrus. Salgamiya telling me, by the halvor, you have to give back the paris. Tumor says there's a big difference. Hosam zvini. Here the case is where I bought from you the paris, the dates. Here we say, if the lekeich ate the dates, you, Michael, just have to give it back to you. And here it doesn't look like ribbis either so much. Mashenkin hocha halvor. Here is the problem of you loaning him. Rashi says, umechtek ribbis. When it's a loan, it looks like ribbis. Shemet chila ba'avobo, ribbis ketutu damya. We now the ribbis v'dav avor, v'dav mecker. Here, since it looks like ribbis, that's why he can't be meichel. Here, lemais, he has to pay back the peris. Because really what happened was, I borrowed from you $100, and you gave me a karka. So if I eat the peris and keep the peris, it looks like the peris that I ate is like interest. So therefore, later, when you do pay me up, and you,